This is KUT. The state of Texas and the city of Austin have had more courtroom tussles than usual lately. State versus city is not a news story. It's something we typically hear about during the legislative session when lawmakers attempt to override some local laws. These recent court cases got KUT's Audrey McGlinchey thinking, are we seeing what's typically a statehouse battle heading to the courts?
Let's start in February.
Following through on a Labor Day goal, Austin leaders will require all employers to provide paid sick leave for their employees.
Several months passed and business groups sued the city of Austin.
The Texas Public Policy Foundation suing the city of Austin to stop a paid sick leave law from taking effect October 1st.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton joined the suit a week later. Then June rolled around.
Bag bans in Central Texas are in jeopardy. And tonight, the Texas Attorney General is warning 11 cities, including Austin and Sunset Valley, that their bans are illegal.
The Texas Supreme Court struck down the city of Laredo's ban on single-use plastic bags, meaning Austin's bag ban was out too. Then last week, the Attorney General moved to boot several members of Austin's Planning Commission out of their seats. I sat down with Austin Mayor Steve Adler to talk about all this.
The narrative of, you know, the state of Texas versus Austin is not necessarily anything new. But do you think there is something new in some of these recent cases we've seen?
I think it's new in that it's going into the courtroom instead of just the halls of the legislature.
A spokesperson for the city more or less confirmed this idea for me. In an email, he wrote the city attorney's office is handling more cases involving the state than they historically have. So what do we make of this?
Bennett, let me just explain something. I'm not sure if kind of my framing of the story was entirely clear.
I called Bennett Sandlin with the Texas Municipal League. He says these recent legal battles may be the state riding high on successful legislative preemptions.
When you see sort of success coming after cities in the state houses, when that starts to catch hold, I think these lawsuits are really an extension of what we've seen the last two sessions.
In 2015, state lawmakers overturned the North Texas city of Denton's ban on fracking. Then last year, we got a law overriding Austin's local ride-hailing ordinance. Remember when Uber and Lyft came back? State Representative Paul Workman has promised to overturn more Austin ordinances next session.
I do think that there is concern at the state legislature about municipalities abusing powers and removing rights and liberties of their citizens.
There's some research to suggest that states preempting local laws is becoming more popular nationwide. The National League of Cities looked at 7 common targets of state preemption of local laws, things like ride hailing, minimum wage increases, and paid sick leave. Only 2 states, Connecticut and Vermont, have not preempted local laws on these issues in the past couple years.
Just a few kind of, you know, reasons that we see this happening.
Alex Jones is with the National League of Cities.
Kind of local policy innovation is increasing, especially in the absence of federal or state action. There's increased political control, single party control at the state level, now up to 34 states.
Including Texas. Then Jones says there's politics.
You know, state legislators or attorneys general are able to kind of score political points by impinging on local authority at really no cost to their own constituents.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote an op-ed in the Austin American Statesman last week. He decried the, quote, lawlessness of cities in Texas, reiterating what Representative Workman told me. This week, Paxton also warned the city of San Antonio not to implement a mandatory paid sick leave law like Austin's. I emailed Paxton's office to ask if he was hoping to hurry up the legislative preemption process by taking more city ordinances to court. While a spokesperson did not answer that question directly, he did write, quote, "The Attorney General is focused on upholding the rule of law no matter what level of government is in question." Sandlin with the Texas Municipal League says he's seeing another trend, the philosophy that state governance is the best governance.
You know, I call it the Goldilocks form of government. The federal government's big and bad, cities are small and bad, and somehow state government gets it just right. And that can't possibly be the case, of course, but that's the trend.
Austin's bag ban is no longer in effect, but we're still waiting on word about the legality of the makeup of the city's planning commission and Austin's paid sick leave ordinance. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.